Mexico Beach has been hit by the strongest hurricane in its recorded history. Parts of the coastal town were completely flattened. Residents returning to see what's left of their homes have to tread carefully among fallen trees, electric poles, and debris. Local police and federal emergency services are providing aid. Rescuers are still searching for survivors.
We have four canines with us, and we also then have to be prepared to take any victims that the rescue personnel locate in a collapse.
Mexico Beach Police Chief Anthony Kelly says officers know a lot of residents personally.
So for the officers, because we are a closed town, it's emotional to them.
He says members of his staff and other emergency services have gone out of their way to help.
I had one officer from the fire department walked here. He walked about 10 or 12 miles coming back in to help Mexico Beach. I had several other officers coming down from 386 right after the impact of the storm, digging their way in just to get help to the community.
The most pressing issue currently is the shortage of clean water supply and a broken down sewage system.
But what people have to be careful about is drinking water, because the water is going to be contaminated. So there's going to be some hygiene issues and public health issues for a while until they get the sewage system and the water system up and going.
And that may take some time. Survivors of previous hurricanes in Florida say the rebuilding of devastated communities took many years.
Having lived through Hurricane Andrew in South Florida, it's going to take a while, because it's one day at a time. It looks overwhelming to start, but you know, one day at a time, it's going to take years to get things back and up and running.
When Hurricane Andrew struck in 1992, it was the most destructive storm to hit Florida, until it was surpassed 25 years later by Hurricane Irma. Michael is the third most powerful hurricane to hit the continental United States. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.